WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The clock is ticking on a partial government shutdown tomorrow. House Republicans introducing a new bill today. ABC's Catherine Falders has the details.
So this $1.2 trillion funding bill includes funding for six bills. That includes defense, financial services, homeland security, foreign operations. But in terms of whether lawmakers will be able to meet this deadline, we expect there will be a vote on this tomorrow. It hasn't been formally noticed by the Speaker of the House, but then, of course, it goes over to the Senate and funding runs out at midnight on Friday.
The Justice Department in more than a dozen states filing an antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of crafting an illegal monopoly using its smartphones. Apple says the suit is wrong on facts and the law. Donald Trump up against a Monday deadline to post the $454 million bond in the New York civil fraud judgment. He's now asking the courts to allow him to post a smaller amount or no amount at all while he appeals the case. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A woman has died and a man received non-life-threatening injuries following a crash that happened Wednesday in Dodge County. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened on State Highway 16 and 60 near O'Connor Road in the town of Elba. The Sheriff's Office received 911 calls around 7:48 in the morning of a two-vehicle crash. According to authorities, the initial investigation shows that the 22-year-old Watertown woman's vehicle was traveling on State Highway 16 and 60 and crossed over the center line and then collided head-on with a 60-year-old Partyville man's vehicle. The woman was taken out of the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The man was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. There were no other occupants in either of the vehicles. The crash remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The calm before the storm. Clouds begin to thicken and snow chances start to move in after 10 p.m. The heaviest hit of snow will be overnight into early tomorrow morning. It'll start to lighten up and scatter out as we go through Friday afternoon, leaving us with around 3 to 6 inches. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
99.7
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. For you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, the time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like love. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl, cry in the night if it helps. More than hell, I simply love you.
tell. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We have all of your favorites coming up for a Thursday afternoon. Billy Joel on the way, Three Doors Down, and Whitney Houston. Right now, 38 Special and Hold On Loosely on Max FM.
You see it all around you.
Just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling too tight, yeah. 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
FM Sports.
The NCAA tournament in full swing today. 16 games on tap with 16 more tomorrow, including Marquette taking on Western Kentucky in the afternoon, and the Badgers going against James Madison tomorrow night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks back home tonight playing host to the Brooklyn Nets at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks fell to the Celtics in Boston 122-119 last night. Damian Lillard had 32. The Bucks played without Giannis Antetokounmpo because of a hamstring injury. Brewers back in action in the Cactus League after an off day yesterday. They'll take on the Giants in Phoenix today. Opening day just a week away now. The Brewers and Mets open in New York City on March 28th. Milwaukee Admirals will have to wait to clinch a spot in the AHL's Calder Cup playoffs. They fell to Colorado 2-1 last night. Since the Admirals reeled off 19 straight wins, they've come back to earth, going 2-9 in their last 11. Badger women's hockey team tomorrow in the Frozen Four semifinals in New Hampshire against Colgate. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7, that's a film. There's another world inside of me that you may never see. There's secrets in this life that I can't hide. Somewhere this darkness, there's a light that I can't find. Well, maybe it's too far away, yeah. Or maybe I'm just blind. Maybe I'm just blind. So hold me when I'm here, not me when I'm wrong.
Everything in me wants to be the one you wanted me to be.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thanks for sharing your Thursday afternoon with us. It's Steve Winwood and Higher Love.
And more.
99.7.
Fun, glorious.
Max FM.
Let me say that if you
Romantics talking in your sleep. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, you have been hearing us talk about this cool contest that we have running now. It is our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. This is your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as some great grand prizes like a bike and a patio love seat. Now, we're going to give you another chance to win. We are giving you multiple chances throughout the day for the next couple of weeks. So, and you can enter as many times as you want, but you do need to have the Civic Media app. So you can find that in your Apple or Google stores. And then you need to find Max FM. Just look for Max the Mouse. And then you use the text button to send in the keyword. We'll give you a new keyword coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll have another keyword for you in the 3 o'clock hour, and then we'll start all over with it again tomorrow morning, bright and early, with Maddie and myself, giving you a chance to win this Chula Vista getaway. And guess what? You can enter as many times as you like. Check your forecast coming up.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. Saturday, March 23rd, it's time for the Pin Down Cancer Bowling Fundraiser to raise funds for cancer research at the UW-Carbone Cancer Center. This will happen at J&J Fireball Lanes in Portage on Wisconsin Street. They're going to have raffles, live and silent auctions, and door prizes. Check out jandjfireballlanes.com for more details. And this is Saturday, March 23rd. Also that same Saturday from 7:30 until 12:30, St. John's Lutheran Church will be hosting a Versiti blood drive. You can walk in or schedule an appointment to be a priority donor. Go to versiti.org/WI to schedule that appointment. Make sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. Again, this is 7:30 until 12:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, 307 6th Street in Reedsburg. Reedsburg Recreational Center will also have a blood drive coming up on Monday from 11:30 until 5:30. Again, this is Monday, March 25th. You can go to redcrossblood.org to get signed up. And with the Easter holiday coming up, there are plenty of events all around the area with the Easter Bunny for the kiddos. Be sure to check out the Chamber of Commerce website for all the details on those.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The calm before the storm. Clouds begin to thicken and snow chances start to move in after 10 p.m. The heaviest hit of snow will be overnight into early tomorrow morning. It'll start to lighten up and scatter out as we go through Friday afternoon, leaving us with around 3 to 6 inches. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Yeah.
just like everything else. Those old crazy dreams just kind of came and went.
John Mellencamp, Pink House's Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. John took on a heckler in the audience a few nights ago at one of his concerts. If you're going to a show, don't be a heckler. Don't be that guy. Come on. And it doesn't sound like John handled it very well, but, you know, I mean, if you're going to a show, just show some respect, right? John has a show coming up at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison, Ryerson, next week, I believe. And we have another 50-minute music hour heading your way for a Thursday. Also going to give you another chance to win in the Ride Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest for that weekend getaway to Chula Vista. We'll have a brand new keyword coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. It's not a-